Good morning and welcome to a Monday Food for Thought program here on KKCQ. It's the third Monday of the month, so it's time for the monthly MCCL update. Allison Opdahl joining us in the studio, braving the elements and making it over. And you said the roads weren't too bad, huh?
They weren't bad at all. I was very impressed.
Well, that's good to hear. Well, thank you for stopping by. And, well, this is kind of a conversation pertaining to the year 2023, and we're going to talk a little later about the movies going on today at the Foston Theater. But how about 2023? Probably be another active year.
I think it's going to be a very active year. It seems like we have many great ideas. People are positing at the meetings, and not just ideas, but ways to make them happen. And so maybe I'll just recap. We had our March for Life in Foston on Saturday, January 28th. It was the first one that we know of at Foston, and we had a wonderful turnout. It was bitterly cold that day. I will confess, I did not walk. I had two kiddos with me, and oof. But more than 40 people marched from uptown, kind of back by Nord's, and back around the grocery store, and then up to New Journey. And then at the gym, where we gathered as a group, we had over 80 people. So it was a good presentation by Representative Matt Grossel and our president of MCCL 45, Mike Brouse, and I said a few words. Well attended, great feedback from them, and it gave us a chance to sort of share a vision that we have for MCCL's mission going forward in our community this year.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about that mission and the year ahead.
Well, I think it was in December that I mentioned something about life matters, all stages, all ages, and that has just really been rattling around in my head, and I've been bringing it up every time we have a meeting. And so we're just taking that message and using it to steer the activities that we want to provide the community this year. And you've already heard many people coming on different Food for Thought segments sharing about their stories about life, adoption, the sanctity of life, what's going on at the DAC, the Ignite Youth Center. Now Todd Lundell was on talking about the march. Just a great overview of how life matters in our community. Yeah. And we have more, I would say, segments like that planned for the upcoming year.
I'm sure you're getting a lot of good feedback, too, at your monthly meetings that you have.
We are. And I would say they continue to be well attended. I would also say that I have been learning a lot about what's going on in our community. I don't always get to tune into the Food for Thought segments when they live air, but I am the one who gets to put them up on the website, so I can take my time and listen and pause and, you know, go back a few seconds and grab some information and hear it again. So I've been very encouraged by all of the ways people in our community are really saying life matters with their everyday jobs.
Absolutely. And of course, today we just mentioned on community calendar, we've got a couple of movies coming up, and thanks to MCCL.
Yes, they are sponsoring the day at the movie theater, and Kevin Moore, the owner, has been really great to work with. He provided some ideas that we hadn't even thought of. So as we drove by today, he already had our message up on the marquee, and it says, "Life matters, all stages, all ages." And so I'm excited to see what kind of feedback we get from the community for this. I know that for some, maybe the snow appears to be challenging, but I would just encourage you to pray over that and come if you can, or pray for the ones who are coming, that the message that life matters will really soak into the hearts of our children and our youth and, you know, adults too. We all need to be cognizant of that value of life.
All right, very good. And I think we have more Food for Thoughts coming up with several different guests. So that's
yes, we've got a great lineup of ideas. We just have to connect people with the dates. We've also got an event that we're working on for April. I won't say too much about that because I don't want to put pressure on the people who are trying to coordinate that. But it involves bringing a speaker into our area who has a story to tell. And so we're working on making that available for April.
Yep, sounds good. Anything else you'd like to share?
That's a great question. I guess I just want to continue to share my gratefulness for the members of MCCL 45 and how they step into opportunities and promote this message, and just the community and their receptiveness and willingness to come on board with the things that they specialize in. I really enjoyed listening to Patty and Sylvia Munter talk about the Ignite Youth Center. I hadn't realized it had been here for 5 years. Where does the time go? So a great ministry there. So I guess I'm just grateful that we have people in our area, that radio station included, who allow us to come on and speak about these very important matters before us, even more so now as we look at Minnesota's state of legislation, I guess. You know, there's a lot of reason to be discouraged, I think, but there's also a lot of reason to be grateful and thankful that we know what the battle is. It's being defined. We know what we need to stand for. We need to know how much we need to stand for that, and people are rising up, and I'm really thankful for that.
Yeah, and Allison, it's great to, like we said, have so many different people promote things on our Food for Thought program, and it's been very interesting, the conversation we had with Cooper about the DAC, and
yes.
You mentioned the Ignite Youth Center. It's really neat.
I agree.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for stopping by, and we hope you have a very nice day, a nice week, and we'll chat again soon.
Thank you very much, Tom.
And thanks again to Allison Opdahl, our guest on Food for Thought this morning with our monthly MCCL update. We'll have other MCCL conversations coming up in the not-too-distant future on Food for Thought. Tomorrow, Clearwater County Sheriff Darren Halverson will be stopping by for his monthly report, and then an extension update with Heather Dufault Wednesday. That's what's coming up on the next couple of Food for Thought programs here on KKCQ.